Hello, you found the podcast Cults and Kaiju. This is episode 5, entitled Terror from Above. I'm your host, Trenton Payne. To recap, last episode, we were able to obtain not only a torn photograph of the superhero Rogue Fighter X, an unproduced TV show started by a cult in Japan called The Heavenly Path, but also we acquired the theme song to the show, thanks to the TV director who was going to film the series. After that, a bit of time had passed with little to report, so I got desperate and left a comment on one of the mysterious videos posted on YouTube about The Heavenly Path. The person who posted those videos eventually was willing to email me. The following is a transcript from those emails edited down. This is not his real voice or his real name. It does feel a little bit like an invasion of privacy, but I've already gotten verbal approval from another party, which, well, I'll explain that all later. Don't want to get ahead of myself. At the time of my correspondence, the only thing I assumed was that it was a man and he was a bit older, possibly 70s or 80s. He'd have to be if he was in his 20s back in 1970. Plus, all his emails were in all caps, which I don't like to assume too much here, but many older people I know do that if they use email at all. His English writing wasn't great, certainly better than my Japanese, but he never replied in Japanese, so I had to mix his English responses as best I could into a listenable audio track. That meant editing a few emails together because he would change subjects so much, kind of all over the place. I try not to take anything out of context either, so please be patient with the quality, but I think there's some interesting points in here. So after a few pleasantry emails and trying to be as humble here as I could, the first big block of email goes like this. It would be great for you to explain a little about your involvement in the Heavenly Path, I write to him. What it was like back then, just give me a feel for the time.
Very bad group, Heavenly Path. I believe a lot of what they preach, and that was bad idea. I saw things in the cult that I not see other places. Sometimes I thought it was drugs, sometimes not sure. Jimmy's father builds terrible machine. It blew up but ripped hole in sky by mistake. I thought cosmic energy from sun not good. Too powerful. Too violent. Eventually project catch up with Jimmy's father because he die. Jimmy had injuries from younger. Explosion left scars. He showed me his chest once. It make me sad. Probably say too much here. Being shy got me into trouble back then. That's what I get being in crowd of people not thinking for themselves. One time though, I drank from holy chalice and sat on ground for hours. Several girls sat by me who couldn't stop giggling. Very dizzy after a while, but saw it. A tiny tear in clouds above me. Sun going down slowly. Tiny tear in light got a little bigger and I thought I saw someone looking through the slot like a peephole. They didn't have eyes, just black. Maybe a black tentacle slipped through. I don't remember. Many nightmares about that evening. Emmy said it was God. I no believe her. Jimmy was afraid. Jimmy was smart. Why I know thing in sky bad? One of the angel sentinels had long teeth. It bit me. Swollen skin for a week. No good. I stuck around because so foolish. Just out of college with no good job. At least I had friends in cult.
I write back to him to elaborate on the things he saw in the sky. Getting bitten, and if he worked on the TV show. Some of his edited together replies go like this.
My finger bite got infected and I went to hospital. They said I was dehydrated and not eat enough. They wanted to keep me overnight but I say no. Very paranoid back then of police. Several times they show up at our parties and make us go home. This was before Toya show up. He so big. He scare police. They not come around too much after. Toya scare me too. But most people more friendly. Shingo for example always make us laugh. He was illustrator for ad firm. Always wearing funny hats. He was very talented but did more drugs than anyone. He stayed at the camp longer than anyone too. We all go back to work and say, where's Shingo? He probably at camp. This always good for laugh. Where's Shingo, we say. Then he pop up like ghost and people jump. He was most excellent hider. Sorry to lose touch. No speaking to any of those people after big mess and everyone get fired at ad firm. Very sad. Wish I had job there to get fired from.
In the next email, I ask if he knows where Shingo might be, any way to contact him, and some other questions that he pretty much ignored in a follow-up email.
Maybe you know good too because I don't know you. We'll consider. In my line of work, you not trust most people and best not to form opinion without all facts. Whole part of my life made some good because I got to local prefecture police and sign up. Then work to find missing persons. Good at job pretty much. Work for years finding those not around. Still looking for someone too, but that's none of your business. But I will find them and be successful. Sad when I don't even know his name. I think it keep changing. That's why I travel to America several times. Have some clues, but still looking. Keep searching. Something turn up because I no quit. So many dead foxes. That bad luck to kill a fox, I think. Emi went underground so quickly and had help, so it was tough to track her down. A violent death, but perhaps that is destiny. She controlled everyone and everything. Sometimes when I have nightmares, I still think of that thing in sky looking down at me. Sometimes I would see angel sentinels crawling out from people's eyelids. That could have been a dream. Not sure. For a few years, I no go outside in day. Crazy I know, but Jimmy told me the monster gets power from solar radiation. At night, no power. Then why bring to earth, I say? Leave it in sky sounds good. One time I tracked down cult member. That's what got me to visit United States. He said Emi went there to hide. They keep on the run. But I keep looking. I have to say, I rough up that cult member pretty good. They have network all over. They have people in America. It like sleeping cell. If something has to happen, they come out of fake lives and jump into action. They have caused some mayhem, I think. Not a lot of proof. If you are non-fake account, then you better be careful. They are probably watching you now. Look for tiny black worms crawling out of their eyelids. They will seem friendly at first. Do not believe at risk and harm to your person.
For the next email, I asked him about working on the kids' TV show, if he had any of the remnants of it. I also asked more about Jimmy and what happened to him. This kind of set him off talking about Jimmy, I think.
You so interested in Jimmy and he not real problem. Real problem is cult members still there. They are there and out and about. My sources tell me they have website. Haven't found yet. Focus on them. Focus on finding missing person. Jimmy's gone and not coming back, so don't try. Maybe you part of cult. Maybe you want to find me. Good luck. It won't happen. I am expert at hiding just like little Shingo. He hide and I hide and nobody find us. Cosmic rays took Jimmy, I feel sometimes. Afterwards, someone say he floated up to sky. I not remember that. I remember being lost in crowded group of friends. My life have purpose once Jimmy gone and Emi leave. Everything line up like that sometime. Why make TV show if you are bad person? This so clear. Emi take everyone's money at the time. Jimmy is no answer. Stop asking about Jimmy. He with his father now. Either real father or sky father, which is demon, which is bad. All demons are bad no matter where they come. Oni like to trick humans. Why they don't listen is foolish. Oni from outer space just as bad. You so curious about Jimmy. This very untrustful. Goodbye.
And with that, he hasn't responded to any gentle email nudges in quite some time. I'm almost afraid that if I bother him too much, he might take those videos down and go silent, so I'm holding off for now. It's interesting the YouTuber mentioned Oni from outer space, and as you probably know, Oni are demons from Japanese folklore. I'm not sure whether to focus on the kids show that never got made or this missing persons case. The YouTuber mentioned something he is looking for that isn't Jimmy Misaki, and if he knows what happened to Jimmy and doesn't want to talk about it. I also have a lead on someone who can shed light on what he is saying, and then some. If I'm lucky, the next couple of podcasts will answer a ton of questions about what may have happened to Jimmy Misaki, what the cosmic thing in the sky really was, and hopefully more about the kids show. Till then, this is Trenton Payne for the podcast Cults and Kaiju.
Hey, it's Bubba Wallace from 2311 Racing. You know what it feels like forever? Sitting on a plane waiting for takeoff. Good thing I've got Chumba Casino. With daily boost and social casino games on tap, this is the kind of fun that makes time fly. Why not turbocharge your downtime? Play now at chumbacasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
You're listening to a podcast right now. Driving, working out, walking the dog. If you're into podcasts, chances are you have something to say too. With RSS.com, starting your own podcast is free and easy. Upload an episode and we distribute it to Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon Music, and more. Track your listeners, see where they're from, and start earning from ads just like this. If you've been thinking about starting a podcast, this is your sign. Start your new podcast for free today at RSS.com.